Chapter 33. An uneasy silence settled over the two men as Pitt digested the enormity of the Admiral's revelation. "I see by your expression you are shocked," said Bass. "Doomsday organism," Pitt repeated quietly. "It has a terrifying ring of finality about it."
"An apt description, I assure you," said Bass.
Technically speaking, it possessed an impressive-sounding biochemical name that was 30 letters long and quite unpronounceable. The military designation, though, was short and sweet. We simply called it QD, short for quick death.
"You refer to this QD in the past tense."
The Admiral made a helpless gesture. "Force of habit. Until your discovery of Vixen 03, I thought none still existed."
"What exactly was it?"
QD was the ultimate in sophisticated military weaponry. 35 years ago, a microbiologist by the name of Dr. John Vetterly chemically created an artificial form of life that in turn was capable of producing a disease strain that was and still is quite unknown. As simply as I can put it, a non-detectable, unidentifiable bacteriological agent able to incapacitate a living human or animal within seconds of exposure and disrupt the vital body functions, causing death 3 to 5 minutes later.
"Won't nerve gas accomplish the same thing?"
"Under ideal conditions, yes. But meteorological disturbances such as wind or storm or extreme temperatures can dilute the lethal dosage of a nerve or toxic agent when it's released over a wide area. An outbreak of QD, on the other hand, can ignore the weather and produce a localized plague that is extremely tenacious."
"But this is the 20th century. Surely epidemics can be controlled?"
"If the microorganisms can be detected and identified, then it's possible. Decontamination procedures, inoculations with serums and antibiotics, will in most cases slow down or halt a raging epidemic. But nothing on this earth could stop QD once it grabbed a toehold on a city."
"Then how did QD come to be loaded in an aircraft in the middle of the United States?" Pitt demanded.
"Elementary. The Rocky Mountain Arsenal outside of Denver was the nation's primary manufacturer of chemical and biological weapons for over 20 years.
Pitt remained silent and let the old man go on.
Bass looked out at the panorama below, but his eyes were unfocused.
"March of 54, he said, as long-buried events began unfolding in his mind. "The H-bomb was set to burst over Bikini. I was placed in command of the QD tests because Dr. Vetterly was funded by the Navy, and I was an expert on naval ordnance. I thought it logical at the time to conduct experiments cloaked under the excitement of the nuclear explosion. While the world was concentrating on the main event, we conducted our tests on Rongelo Island, 400 miles to the northeast, totally unnoticed."
"Rongelo," Pitt said slowly, "the destination of Vixen 03.
Bass nodded.
"A raw, bleached knob of coral poking through the sea in the middle of nowhere. Even the birds shy away from it."
Bass paused to shift his position on the bench.
"I scheduled 2 series of tests. The first was an aerosol device that scattered a small amount of QD over the atoll. The second included the battleship Wisconsin. She was to lie back 20 miles and lob a warhead with QD from her main batteries. That test never took place."
"Major Vilander failed to deliver the goods," Pitt surmised.
"The contents of the canisters," Bass acknowledged. "Naval shells armed with QD."
"You could have ordered up another supply."
"I could," Bass agreed. "But the real reason I halted the test series was because of what we learned after the aerosol drop. The results were god-awful and filled all who shared in the secret with a feeling of horror."
"You talk as though the island was devastated."
"Visually, nothing had changed," said Bass, his voice barely audible. "The white sand of the beach, the few palms, all was as it had been. The test animals we had placed on the island were all dead, of course. I insisted on a waiting period of 2 weeks to give any residual effects a chance to dissipate before permitting the scientists to examine the results firsthand. Dr. Vetterly and 3 of his assistants landed on the beach wearing full protective clothing and breathing apparatus.
17 minutes later, all were dead. Pitt fought to preserve his balance. How was it possible? Dr. Vetterli had vastly underestimated his discovery. The potency of other lethal agents wears off after a time. Conversely, QD gains in strength. By what method it penetrated the scientist's protective gear, we were never able to determine. Did you retrieve the bodies? They still lie there, said Bass, with sadness in his eyes. You see, Mr. Pitt, the terrible power of QD is only half its malignity. QD's most frightening quality is its refusal to die. We later found that its bacillus forms super-resistant spores, which are able to penetrate the ground, in Rongelo Island's case, the coral, and live out an astonishing lifespan. I find it incredible that after 34 years no one can safely go in and carry out Vetterli's remains. There was a sickness in Bass's voice. There is no way of pinpointing the exact date, he murmured. But our best estimate indicated that man won't be able to step foot on Rongelo Island for another 300 years.